And now, one of the many episodes you'll only find in the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Bassett here, but you don't have to take my word for it. Just check my driver's license. Great picture on there. There's all kinds of fun stuff going on around Odyssey, which I'm sure you won't want to miss. Oh, I think the music cue is about to end. Okay, welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
From Camp Whatanut, so I have some instructions. When we get there, go straight to the registration desk. After you get signed in, find your cabin, put your stuff away, and then go to the cafeteria for dinner. If you have any questions, ask me or Wooten.
Yeah, and if you have any trouble deciding which one of us to ask, my expertise in camp songs, bug repellent, and how to get maximum use out of the waffle bar. Connie's expertise in fashion ointments and 19th century English poetry.
I can answer more questions.
But do not, I repeat, do not ask Connie any questions about maximizing use of said waffle bar. Her knowledge on this subject is, well, to be brutally honest, lacking and embarrassing.
Thank you so much, Wooten.
You're welcome.
That's it, except... have fun!
Oh, Wooten, did you hear? The camp is expecting the biggest group ever this year.
Wow, really?
Yeah, a group of people at the Power of Camp provided money so kids who can't afford it get a chance to come.
Aww.
So there'll be a lot of newbies this year.
Connie, I have a question. I'm not getting any signal on my phone in these woods. That's gonna get better when we get to the camp, right?
No, Wyatt. Cell service doesn't cover these hills and the camp doesn't offer Wi-Fi.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's a camp. We do things outdoors. We play, we learn, we talk to each other. Why would we want the internet?
Well, because it's a basic human right. Are you telling me?
Bringing your phone was worthless, Wyatt. Sorry.
You should really warn people about this.
It was in the package you got a couple of weeks ago. Didn't you read it?
I'm not used to reading things that are written on paper.
Ugh, we're about to pull in. You'd better get back to your seat.
Okay.
You know, I've never been my whip team this year.
You know there's more to this camp than...
Didn't realize this would be caveman camp.
Hey, Wyatt, what's wrong?
Hi, Olivia. Hi, Zoe. I just found out camp has no Wi-Fi. What do you do all day?
Are you kidding? There's tons to do.
Swimming, hiking.
There's stuff like ping pong and pool tables in the main building.
Plus, there's a camp competition. Olivia and I have been a team for the last 3 years.
Yeah, yeah, and we almost won last year.
Except for the two Marcies.
Who are they?
Marcy Perryman and Marcy Cahill.
We promise never to utter their names again.
You're right. The words left a bad taste in my mouth.
But who are they?
The girls who are coming in second place this year.
Heyo!
That's right!
Up high!
Woohoo!
All right, find your name on one of these yellow boards. That'll give you your cabin assignment and partner for the camp competition.
Connie.
Olivia, you and Zoe are already checked in.
Yeah.
We know.
But Zoe and I just saw our partner assignments. We're not together.
Yeah.
I got somebody named Scarlett.
Can we switch?
No.
I decided to shake things up this year. It was noted in your packet.
But why do the Marcies get to be a team and not us?
Look, I didn't make the decision for the Marcies. I thought it would be good if you guys teamed up with someone new.
I don't even know any Scarlett.
She's new this year. Looks like you may get to make a new friend.
And who is Elise?
Oh, Elise, you should know. She's been to camp the last couple of years. She's just really shy. Keeps to herself. You may need to draw her out a bit, Zoe. I mean, I know what your tendency might be.
My tendency?
You know, to do everything yourself. Since Elise is so quiet, she probably wouldn't put up an argument. But keep her involved, okay? Let her do some of the individual events, even if you think you'd be better at them.
Okay. But I'd really rather win.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Huh?
Are you the one in charge?
Well, I'm a counselor.
Is this the camp?
This is the registration building. The cabins are down the hill.
Or sleeping inside? In the cabins?
Yeah. Each one has 15 to 20 bunk beds.
There are beds?
And a bathroom with showers.
Indoor plumbing?
Sure. What did you expect?
Well, I've never been to a camp before. I thought it was going to be like the wilderness test.
Oh.
I've seen that show. They put a bunch of people alone in the woods and so you can survive the longest on their own without tents or, like, water or anything.
It's my favorite. When I heard about this place, I thought that's what I was going to do.
Doesn't anybody read their packet?
I thought I'd be surviving on my wits for a week. This is really disappointing. And did I just hear some kid say, you don't have Wi-Fi?
Yes, that's right.
So not only am I not living out a wilderness test, I can't even watch the show on my phone. Ugh, this is the worst of both worlds.
Wait. If you thought you were taking the wilderness test, why did you even bring your phone?
I have a compass app.
Well, sorry to disappoint you, but we do have beds. Okay, what's your name?
Scarlett Henry.
Oh, Scarlett. Well, this is your camp partner, Olivia Parker.
Oh. Hi, Scarlett. Nice to meet you.
How you doing? At least tell me we have to forage for our own food.
Well, the cafeteria is buffet style, so that's sort of like foraging.
Never mind.
Okay, so long.
Ooh, my partner's Danielle Boone?
Well, I'm sure she'll come around.
Zoe!
Yes?
Zoe, it's so good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Did you see? Four partners.
Oh, Elise.
You don't remember me?
I've
never gotten to hang out with you, but now we're partners. I'm so excited. I looked at the list of events this year. I want to do everything. Everything.
Okay.
Can I please do the log roll? I've always wanted to roll a log. Do you mind?
Actually, the log roll is standing on a log in the water while your opponent tries to get you to fall off.
Really? Even better. Can I do it?
I guess.
Awesome. This is going to be a great year. I'm so lucky to have you as a partner. Oh, hi, Olivia. Cute shirt.
Thanks, Elise.
I have to see my cabin. I'm so excited.
Woohoo!
Whoa.
So, Connie.
Elise is shy.
About 20 minutes, it's lights out.
Hey, Elise, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Connie. I was just gonna put these sheets on my bed.
Oh, okay, I'll help.
Thanks.
Most people bring sleeping bags.
I like sheets better, and the packet said the camp had twin beds.
Oh, someone read the packet?
Oh, fitted sheets. Okay, hand me that corner.
Oh, here.
You know, you seem different this year.
Oh, yes. My family's so much bigger now.
Your mom had a baby?
No, my parents started doing foster care.
Really? Well, that's wonderful. Wait, these corners are off. Okay, rotate the sheet.
Okay. We have four new kids living with us this year.
Four?
And since my mom and dad are both doctors, they decided to take in medically fragile kids.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, nope, it's the other way. Rotate it again. So tell me about the kids.
One has cerebral palsy, one is autistic, a boy that has bad lungs and he's on oxygen all the time.
Oh, wow, that sounds challenging.
It is, but it's great too. I've got all these new brothers and sisters.
Is it my imagination or does this sheet have five corners?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. My bed at home's a pentagon.
Oh, rotate.
Okay, is everybody in their bunks? I need everybody to be in the... Wait a second. Wyatt's not in his bunk. Wyatt! Anybody seen him?
No, thanks. I saw him go out the door.
Out the door? All right, settle in, guys. Tomorrow's a big day. I'll be right back. Hey, Wyatt?
Over here.
Hey, what you doing? You can't sleep out here on the porch.
I can't sleep at all.
Oh, is something the matter?
Look at this. I have a rash.
Oh, does it itch?
Like crazy.
Did you go in the woods and get poison ivy or is it like a bug bite?
It's neither. It's internet withdrawal disease.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. I've read all about it. They've done tons of studies.
Wow, like with lab rats?
It causes rashes, insomnia, and intense crabbiness.
Oh, yeah, I know. Rats get real crabby when you take away their internet.
It can even be fatal.
Fatal? How?
How should I know? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell. I'm just intensely crabby.
Oh, yeah, probably from the insomnia and the rash.
I've got a fever, and the only prescription is more Wi-Fi.
Well, we may just have to chance it, pal. I can't help you.
You can't?
No, there's no internet here on purpose, you know, so you can concentrate on God and relationships and stuff. I'm really sorry, but you kind of need to head to bed.
I won't be able to sleep.
You gotta try, though. I can't just let you sit out here by yourself.
Then stay out here and talk with me.
Well, it's already past my bedtime.
Okay, but, you know, I'm really confused about the Bible.
Confused? What do you mean?
The speaker tonight talked a lot about the Bible. I don't really know what the Bible is. And how do I know it's true?
Oh, wow, that's a big question. I mean, there's a lot of things that... Okay, scoot over. We should probably talk about this.
Okay.
So, you know how books all have a beginning and a middle and an end?
Sure.
Okay, the Bible begins at the very beginning, like the beginning of everything. And the middle is, no, it's no middle. And it ends at the very end. Stand across from your partner for the infamous water balloon toss.
Oh, Scarlett, over here, stand across from me.
Fine. Hey, everything okay here? You look a little disheveled, Wooten.
I am a little disheveled, Wooten. I couldn't find a shower this morning.
Isn't it in your cabin?
Oh, yeah, it is. I didn't get much sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Wyatt and I were up talking until 2 a.m.
About what?
Oh, some really serious stuff, Connie. At one point, I quoted Kierkegaard, and I don't even know who Kierkegaard is. Wyatt finally fell asleep, but then I couldn't because I was thinking about all the things I should have said to him.
Oh.
Hang on a second. Is Kierkegaard that elf from the commercials that makes the cookies in the tree?
What?
Did I quote a fictitious cookie elf, Connie?
Wooten, are you okay to run these events?
Oh, sure, I'm fine. Maybe they'll toss a water balloon my way and I'll get that shower after all. Woohoo!
All right, well, I have to get to the hula hoop relay. I'll see ya.
Okay. Okay, campers, when I blow the whistle, throw your water balloon to your partners so they can catch it. Your team is eliminated if A, your balloon breaks, B, your balloon gets stuck in a tree or deep well.
We're in an open field.
C, you're caught cheating trying to replace your balloon with a ball of the kitchen jello. I tried that once. It did not work. D, your partner's attempt to catch the balloon results in dislocation or dismemberment.
What?
That's why that one was D. Are you ready?
Okay, okay. I'm going to throw it underhand, Scarlett. Now, try to catch it without squeezing it.
Sure.
Okay, now toss at the whistle. I mean, not literally. Don't toss at the whistle. What the whistle do to you, but when the whistle blows, right? Okay, and...
Good, yes.
All right, everybody, take one step back and throw it back to your partner when I blow the whistle.
All right, give me a good throw, Scarlett.
Oh, it looks like we have a balloon burst already. Scarlett and Olivia are out.
That was hilarious. You're soaked.
Yeah, hilarious. It's called the water balloon toss. Not the water balloon chuck a fastball at your partner's face. Why are you wearing your swimsuit?
I thought I was going to do the across the lake swim.
Ugh, but I really love swimming. Can I do this one, please?
Well, okay.
Should I swim a backstroke or a butterfly? I don't know either one, but they both sound fun.
Swimmers, take your mark.
Get up there. Just swim as fast as you can.
All right.
Ready?
This water is freezing.
Okay, get going, Elise.
This is like polar bear water.
Elise!
I've drunk milkshakes that are warmer than this.
You're in a race! Swim!
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you. What's your name?
Wyatt.
I'm Scarlett. Are you getting any signal on that phone?
Not really. Sometimes I get one bar for a second or two, but it's not enough to send a text or even start a cat video.
Well, let me know if you can find a place that has a signal. My favorite show was on last night, and I missed it. But they have a recap online today.
Scarlett, I couldn't find you. Come on, we have to go.
Where?
The hula hoop relay.
I'll let you fly solo on this one, Olivia. You'll let me know, Wyatt?
Sure.
Annoying, Olivia.
Elise wants to do everything, but she's bad at everything.
Yeah, well, at least your partner is trying.
But that makes it worse. You should have seen her playing in the ping pong event today. She has the enthusiasm of a 3-year-old, but the hand-eye coordination of a
3-year-old. She's like...
Stop.
What?
Get behind this tree. Quick.
Zoe.
Quiet. Look.
At what?
Over there. By the trees.
Is that Elise?
Mm-hmm.
She is talking to the Marcies. Mm-mm. Didn't you warn her about them?
Of course. Why would they...
Wait.
What?
Are they friends?
Well, I don't know.
They're working together.
What? The Marcies must have told her to goof up on purpose.
That doesn't really...
That explains everything. Well, why Elise wants to do all the events, why she's so bad at every event. She's in cahoots with them.
Zoe, it was Connie who decided the teams, not the Marcies.
They must have convinced her to split us up.
They are pretty persuasive.
Persuasive, yeah. Like the snake in the Garden of Eden. I'm gonna circle around and sneak in behind them. Maybe I can hear what they're saying.
Okay, but, well, just don't let them see you, Zoe.
I got this.
Well, guess I'll go in and read before bed. Oh, hey, Scarlett.
Hi.
Where are you already in bed? Lights out isn't for another half hour.
There's nothing else to do here.
Huh. Hey, you know that episode of The Wilderness Test where they showed vultures having a feeding frenzy on a dead armadillo?
Yeah, season 4, episode 19.
Right. The showers in the morning are a little like that.
For hot water?
Yep. If you still have your phone, you should set your alarm 5 minutes early.
Good tip. Thanks.
Sure. Hey, I'm sorry this place isn't what you expected.
It's fine. Gets me out of the house. Do you come here every year?
Me? Oh, yeah, I love camp. It's my favorite thing to do each summer. What do you usually do?
Nothing. My sisters and I go swimming. That's about it. My family can't really afford vacations. Couldn't afford camp either, but some organization helped out so I could come this year.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you're here. And if you like swimming, there is a pool here and a lake.
I didn't say I like swimming.
But if you don't like it, why would
you? Because there's nothing else to do. I wouldn't expect you to understand.
What do you mean?
You're... Never mind.
Whoa, I'm what?
Okay, you have nice clothes. You go to camp every year. How many TV remotes do you have in your house?
I don't know.
Point proven. If you don't know, you have too many. My parents don't make a lot of money. This phone isn't even really mine. It's the family's.
Well, okay, but...
You're soft. Privileged.
No, I'm not.
Please. You and I are different. You're obsessed with winning some camp games. I'm just trying to figure out a way to smuggle home some waffles.
Good morning, Wooten.
Hey, is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. What do you mean?
Well, you're trying to eat your cereal with a strip of bacon.
Oh, I was wondering why my sugar puffs were extra crispy this morning.
You look exhausted.
Yeah, Wyatt had me up until 2 a.m. again.
Talking?
Mm-hmm. I was about to go to sleep, but he started asking me questions about how God created the world. So I explained the creation story. I knew I was in trouble when it was 1:30 and I was only up to day 4.
Sun, moon, and stars?
Exactly.
So he just all of a sudden started asking you these questions when he had to go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
He's manipulating you. He's trying to keep you up on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
Well, why did you let him do it then?
Because there's got to be something deeper going on, Connie. I mean, why would he want to talk until the wee hours 2 nights in a row? He needs me to stay up with him.
But you're exhausted.
I know, but I feel like I should do this. Wait a minute. I think I stumbled onto something. Bacon utensils.
I'll get you a spoon.
No, I'm going with this.
Marcy, sir.
Okay, Elise, set it to me if it comes to you. Set it.
Set it!
I got it!
Ow! Point to the Marcies.
Did you see that? I hit it right into my own face.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
Time out! Time out, Zoe and Elise.
Elise, come over here for a minute.
Ooh, do you have a new strategy?
so fun.
Do you really think any of this is fun? We're getting crushed. Or maybe you are having fun.
What?
You're doing bad to help the Marcies, aren't you?
Why would you say that?
Are you friends with them? I saw you talking to them last night.
I barely know them. You think I'm doing bad on purpose?
Hey, you guys, do me a favor. Stall your game as much as you can.
Why?
Because my game is right after yours, and I can't find Scarlet anywhere.
They're not just gonna let us sit in the camp offices, Scarlet. We're supposed to be doing camp games.
We're not going into the offices, Wyatt. We're just going to use the Wi-Fi from outside the walls. Check your phone. Are you getting anything?
No.
Let's walk around to the back.
How do you even know the offices have Wi-Fi?
They have to have access to the outside world somewhere. Here's a window. I think I see a desk in there. Maybe there's a router nearby. Do you have a signal?
Yes! It's weak, but it's definitely there.
Okay, lift your arms. Maybe it'll get better if you're higher.
Okay. You're right.
Hand me the phone. I'm gonna go up.
You're gonna climb onto the air conditioner?
Give me a boost.
Single unit air conditioners aren't built to withstand.
Boost me.
Okay.
It worked. I got a pretty strong signal. 2 bars.
Really? I haven't been this happy to see 2 bars since my dad was promoted to captain. Play me a video, please.
One video. Then I'm watching my show. What do you want?
Anything. A dog dancing.
Dog dancing.
Yes! The cuteness is washing over me like a warm shower. I think my rash just disappeared.
Ugh! I lost the signal. Oh, there it is. Lost it again. Maybe if I stand up.
I think you're putting too much weight on the air conditioner.
It's fine. There, perfect signal. Keep an eye out. I want to watch the best of clips from this week's episode.
Okay, but first, can I watch a quick video of someone tripping over something?
What?
Maybe face first into a birthday cake or swimming pool?
You have issues.
Whoa! Scarlet!
Wow, it's been an eventful week at camp for Wyatt and Scarlet, and for Olivia, Zoe, Elise, Wooten, and Connie, too. There's so much more to come at Camp Wattenet, so be sure to keep listening for our next adventure to see what will happen and find out what everyone learns from their special time at camp. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Between Camp and a Hard Place was written and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Jess Harnell, Kelly Stables, Brianna Bryan, Tucker Chandler, Rachel Eggleston, and Natalie Lander. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.